What's up, Viva fam? Thank you for tuning in to your favorite podcast, Viva La Life, hosted by yours truly, Ash Tone, the host with the most commentary, followed by advice on living your most authentic life. Stay tuned, we have a great episode ahead. What's up, Viva fam? It is a beautiful day, Friday. You know, the weekend is coming. Things are looking great today. Twitter fam, thank you so much for the love and support. Hashtag Viva La Life Podcast. By the way, fam, newcomers who are just now listening, we are now on Twitter at Viva La Life Podcast. That is at VivaLalifePodca. And as always, you can find Ash Tone, yours truly, on Twitter under Can Candid, KanKanDid. And that's all going down on Twitter. What's up? So today's topic is going to be about the power of words. How powerful are words? One thing that I see a lot of people do is like they do jokes. Like it'll be a joke on themselves, which is usually like, I don't want to say self-deprecating, but along those lines, like, oh, I never get it right, I'm a moron, or oh, towards others, towards someone else, they'll say, oh, you're just stupid, or I don't know, it's just like little things, not too bad, but just like little snide remarks that aren't really upbuilding. And you know, I'm usually the one that's like, no, don't say that, watch your words. And then everyone's like, oh no, it's not a big deal, I'm just joking. However, Viva fam, as we all know, everything matters. Everything in this universe has a purpose, has a power, has a source, and so does your words. In fact, when you say things, whatever you say, you speak it into reality. Your words have so much more power. And that's why too, when you like meet someone, they say, oh, you introduce yourself and you say your name, first thing they say is, oh, I'm not good with names. And they don't realize that the more you say you're not good with names, the less you will try to be good with names, first off. But then two, you're affirming that into the universe that you're not good with names. So what's going to happen? You're never going to be good with names. Now, I used to be one of those people that will say that I'm not good with names and I would always forget their name. But then once I start learning about the power of words, I began to make a conscious decision to say, tell myself, I'm great with names. I always remember names. I always remember people's names. And then I'll say that when someone says to me like, oh, I'm not good with names, I'll always say like, oh, well, I'm always, I don't have that problem. I always remember people's names. And they're like, oh, really? How? And it's not really like I'm doing anything spectacular. I guess I do pay attention more. But the most important thing is that I'm already affirming that I'm good with names. I remember names. So what happens? I remember names. And by the way, thank you all you guys in the engineering studio for turning on that AC because it is hot. Back to you guys, Viva fam. Had a little shout out to the team because they be looking out for me. It gets hot in this little booth. It does, guys. It does. So yes, the power of words is very important, whether good or bad. Now, when you want it to work for you, you know, it's called, you know, speaking things into existence. You know, the power of words, speaking things into existence. So that's my favorite way to use words. I love to speak everything in existence. Sometimes there are people that's like, oh, but I don't want to misrepresent the truth. I don't want to, you know, say things that aren't true, which it's not. If that's what you're pursuing, if that's what your mission is, if that's what your goal is, it's not misrepresenting the truth. You're getting there. So you speaking it into existence, already claiming what is meant to be yours, what you're working for, it's not misleading, it's not misrepresenting the truth, it's your true right. You're choosing to acknowledge it now opposed to waiting for the validation of whatever. So speaking things into existence, I believe is the best way to use your words. Positivity, like using words as a source of light for other people, even like social media people, you don't really know them, but if you can say something encouraging or nice to uplift them, that's using the power of words. You're being a light in someone's life. That's another positive way I like to use my words. Sometimes you can visually see that someone's really not doing too good. They're just maybe in a little funk. And I like to seize those opportunities to purposefully say something that will like cheer them up a little bit, you know, get a little crack of a smile in there. Great way of using your words. With that being said, Viva Fam, let's go into a music break. That was Say by the talented, the passionate, the poetic John Mayer. Ladies, remember when John Mayer first came out? He was the sing me to bed type of guy. Be sure to download Say by John Mayer off of iTunes or Spotify. Very good, feel good song. Nice little song to go on a nice drive to. Listen while you're cleaning, or just listen just because. It's a great song. Now, I mean, fam, we got the words, we got the tools, we can be a light in someone's life, we can affirm, say things, and speak things into existence in our own lives. So as John Mayer said, say what you need to say. Say what you need to say to affirm your most authentic life, to be a positive light in someone else's authentic life. Say what you need to say, but make sure it's not negative. Make sure it's not putting you down. Make sure it's not affirming things that are not beneficial to us. And that's the message for today, Viva Fam. Thank you so much for tuning in. Viva La Life, hosted by Ash Tonet. Remember, Twitter, hashtag Viva La Life Podcast. It goes down in the chats. Go ahead and join us. And also follow us on Twitter. That's me, Ash Tonet, at CanCandid on Twitter. And then, of course, you're going to follow Viva La Life at Viva La Life Podcast. So go ahead, do that, enjoy the rest of your day, and as always, I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye!
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.